In this video, I will talk about the power of habit because your habits have a massive effect on how you feel, the decisions you make, and the results you have gotten up until this point in your life. And your habits really determine where you will go in the future. So your habits that you have right now, they will determine the results that you'll get in the future, the person you will become in the future. It will determine everything. And this is something that Tony Robbins said as well. Your habits are so powerful that if you are not happy with a specific area in your life, whether that is your finances, your health, your relationships, or your work, the first thing you need to look at is your habits. So let's say that you have this habit of skipping the gym or not going for a run or eating bad food regularly. Then of course you will not be as fit as you want to be, or you might be even overweight or not reach that muscle mass that you want to reach. But let's say that you are having troubles on your bank account, your financial situation is a complete mess. And the first thing to look at, what are your spending habits? What is your saving habits? Your investing habits? So all of your habits, they really determine the effect on the results that you will get in your life and the results that you have gotten so far in your life. Now your habits are so powerful either in a positive or constructive way or in a negative destructive way, because it all happens subconsciously, it all happens automatically. So the actions that you are taking based on your habits, they are automatically, they are so to say effortless because they are a habit. But this means that you can have this in a constructive and in a destructive way. Now an example of destructive habits, let's say that you want to improve your health, you want to get more fit, you want to lose some weight or maybe build muscle mass, then you need certain habits in place so this will happen automatically over time. But if you consistently, I don't know, overeat, or if you consistently make the decision, I will not go to the gym today, or I will postpone my run, I won't go out for a run today, or you will make that decision automatically to grab a bag of chips or cookies or pie, whatever you get from the supermarket, something that is bad for you. That is a habit. This is something that happens automatically, and you don't really have the feeling that you make this decision very consciously. Sometimes you have, of course, but most of the time when it comes out of habit, you don't. This is automatic behavior. Now this can also be used in a constructive way, in a positive way. So you could have the habit when you are want to, if you want to improve your health, you could already be in the habit of going to the gym. Now if you are in the habit of going to the gym, you will notice that it's so easy to go to the gym. You will notice that it's fun for you to do it, and that actually it will be really strange if you would skip a day and not go to the gym. Compared to people who never go to the gym, they need to motivate themselves. They find it very hard to go to the gym because it's not a habit yet. So this is where the real power is. If you want to achieve a goal in a specific area in your life, the first thing you need to look is identifying the bad habits that you currently have, and then go and look for good constructive habits that you can adopt in order to make it automatically and much easier for you to get the results that you want in that specific area. So after this video has ended, identify one habit for yourself that is destructive at the moment. And that doesn't mean it is life destructive. It doesn't have to be this big destructive habit. It can be, of course, but doesn't have to be. It can also be very, very subtle. A subtle habit that you have, let's say it's a subtle form of procrastination or a subtle form of a thought pattern that you might have as a habit. Something that keeps you from achieving the next level in the areas that you want to improve in your life. But then on the other hand, also identify one positive habit that you would like to adopt or that you must adopt in order to get through that next level. Now, if you have identified that habit, then of course you must implement that habit. But implementing habits and creating habits is a whole science in and of itself. And the numbers vary on how many days it takes in order to create a habit. Some studies say it's 21 days, some say it's 66 days. There are many different studies with different numbers, but all in all, it takes multiple days and multiple weeks even. So if you know this, that you can already prepare yourself that it doesn't just happen like overnight. So this is where a lot of people make many mistakes. So they want to go to the gym, they want to improve their health, but then after, let's say, 3 or 4 times going to the gym, they start to lose motivation and they give up. This is a pattern that you see over and over again. And most of those people, in a couple of months, they try it again. They go to the gym for a couple of times, but they never stick with it. And this goes for any other habit, by the way. It's not just going to the gym, any other habit that you can think of. And this is because it still hasn't become an ingrained habit. It's still not automatic behavior that you'll do. And the process of creating a habit, which takes multiple different weeks, kind of looks like the following, what I'll explain. So the first days, this is why most people give up after 3 or 4 days, because the first days are usually pretty exciting, because you've set a new goal for yourself, or you want to adopt new behavior, you're going to change something in your life, this is exciting. So for the first 2, 3, or maybe 4 days, you're really excited, and it kind of happens, well, not effortlessly, but you are on this positive force, it happens more easier. So for the first days, everything goes well and you're motivated to do so. You're motivated to implement the habit. But then after day 3 or day 4, up until day 10, this is usually where most people give up, because now things start to happen in between. Other obligations come in between. You don't really feel as motivated anymore. The first exciting energy that you got is wearing off, and it becomes harder to do it. It becomes harder to follow through on your habit. And this is completely normal. This is just human behavior. This is something that happens to most of us. But as long as you are aware of this, you can start to handle this situation, handle this phase of creating the habit a lot better. So once again, for the first 3 to 4 days, it's quite easy. But then from day 3 to day 10, it's usually really hard, and most people give up on their habits already in this phase of the day. And you see this, or this phase of creating the habits. And you see this with New Year's resolutions as well. For the first days, people are highly motivated. They do a lot of things. They want to improve themselves. A new year, a new me, those kind of things. But after already a couple of days, about 60 to 70% of people have already given up on their New Year's resolutions. That's not really a good strategy if you want to improve yourself and get to the next level of achievements. Now, the third phase of creating habits is from day 10 until day 20. And in this period in time, it's also still hard to follow through consistently, but you'll start to notice that you'll get some momentum going. It starts to become a little bit more automatic, your behavior, but it still can be quite hard. And you're also in this phase still likely to skip a couple of days of implementing your habit. Now, the last phase of creating a habit, which is from day 20 up until day 30, this is when you start to notice, hey, I'm really doing this. Something's happening. It gets much easier to follow through on my habit. I feel naturally motivated to do so. I don't have to pump myself up or talk myself into it. It happens more natural, more automatic. And this is when the habit is really starting to be created. And this is when it gets really powerful. Because if you follow through with this phase, then after 30 days, you are very likely to have implemented a new habit for yourself. And now your behavior, your actions are more automatic. And when they're automatic, they're effortless, they don't cost you that much mental energy, that much focus. You don't have to push yourself to go and do it, but it just happens automatically. And this is when you'll get real results, because usually the things you want in life, they take time. They take multiple weeks, usually multiple months, maybe even multiple years. Let's say it's losing weight, starting a business, growing an audience, getting a promotion, any type of goal that you have that you would need a habit for, it takes multiple months usually to achieve it. So this is why habits are so powerful, because your behavior is now automatic, and this is, you are on this force, on this positive energy force, where you feel like you are unstoppable. And it feels really weird to have a day without that habit, without acting upon that habit, so to say. You really kind of miss it when you don't take the actions that come along with your habit. So whether it's going to the gym, eating healthy, working on your business, whatever it may be for you that you want to change in your life. So once again, just to wrap it up, if you are not happy with a specific area in your life, whether that is your health, your finances, your relationships, your own behavior, your own thoughts, your own well-being, or your work, then the first thing that you need to look at is, what kind of habits do I have in that specific area? Are they good habits? Are they destructive habits? Do they get me any further towards my results, or do they hold me back from achieving my results, the results that I want? That is really the first thing that we must look at if we want to change, if we want to like not really force ourselves time and time again to do something, to go to the gym, to work on our project, to work on our business, to You know, we don't want that. It costs a lot of energy, a lot of willpower, and we only have a limited amount of that. So we really must tap into the power of habit to make our behaviors and our actions automatically so that we become unstoppable and really can achieve the goals that we want and get the results that we want in specific areas of our life. Now, if you're interested in learning more about how to build constructive habits and how to get rid of destructive habits, I would highly recommend you The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, and you can grab it in the description. I'll send you a link there. Also, this is one of the books that we discuss in our book club. And with our book club, each week we will send you a video with the three most valuable lessons from a specific world-class book, a self-development or business book, much like The Power of Habit. So if you're interested in that, you can join it totally for free. Also in the description, I will link to that. And not only will we send it as a video, but also in an audio format so you can listen to it on the go, much like a podcast essentially. So that being said, I hope that you found this video valuable, and I'll see you the next time.